The Tech of Sports, episode 74, legendary guitarist Don Felder. This week on The Tech of Sports, Don Felder. And I just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio, a mobile app, is a great way to get all your Netcast Studio right on your mobile device. This week on The Tech of Sports, a very special edition, was fortunate enough to, for the second time in about a year, talk with Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. He's now going out on tour this summer, opening for Styx and Foreigner across the country. Don is one of my favorite people and a great musician, a great guy. And he wrote a song, wrote many songs, but one maybe you heard of, Hotel California. He co-wrote that song. So Don is just a great guy. And we talk about the concert a little bit here, and then we'll talk a little bit about golf. So here's Don Felder and me. He's going out on tour this summer with Styx and Foreigner, and he's really excited about it.
Well, first of all, I have to say that the whole proposition when it first came up of touring with Foreigner and Styx was very exciting to me. I've known the guys at Styx for years. Tommy Shaw co-wrote a couple of songs on my last record. We played together, my band and their band played together, and had really great reception from the audience at the shows. Everybody in that organization and Styx in the band, their crew, their management, just really good people. And it's fun to actually, you know, spend time with them as opposed to some other acts that are less friendly. And when I finally met Foreigner and Kelly Hansen and Mick Jones and spent some time in the studio with them preparing for this tour coming up, I realized this is going to be a lot of fun. There's no drama queens, there's no egos. It's a lot of great music between the three catalogs, all the Foreigner hits, Styx hits, Eagles, my solo stuff. It's going to be a really great four-hour show with a lot of people that feel like a family on the road.
Sure.
I'm excited about it, and it's just going to be fun all the way around.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll be first up, and then Styx and Foreigner will flip-flop depending on what city their audience is big as yet, and I'll do an hour first. There's a 15-minute set change. I think the next band, whether it's Styx or Foreigner, depending on the city, will do probably an hour, hour and 15 minutes. A 15-minute set change. And then the closer act will do probably an hour and a half. So it's going to be a four-hour show. It's just hit after hit after hit after hit. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of rock and roll. So we're just excited to be all kind of packed up together here and getting ready to go do this.
I asked Don, what can fans expect from his set? Is there going to be some old, some new, and maybe a couple surprises thrown in?
Absolutely. I do some of the songs that I co-wrote with the Eagles, spent 27 years in the studio and on the road with those guys doing songs like Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, Heartache Tonight, Those Shoes, a lot of the Eagles classics that I was a part of, as well as I do some solo material like heavy metal, so a lot of people will remember that from the animated movie in the 80s. I do a couple of songs from my new CD, Road to Forever. I'll do two or maybe three of those. The new single is going to be You Don't Have Me, which gets released, I think, the first of April, to be able to promote the tour on radio, as well as promote the re-release of that CD, which is the extended version of Road to Forever. And then I do a couple of things that's like a tip of the hat to Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's just like a great blues song, Pride and Joy, where I just take off, having to play songs, play the blues, and it gives me a chance to take the handcuffs off and let it rip. So there's a lot of variety in my show, that hour that I'm on stage, and a lot of songs that people know, people follow some people, solo stuff, and new stuff too. And everybody has a dance about the end of the night, for sure. Well, I'm extremely appreciative of the fact that I was half of a gift, and I've been able to take that gift and make so many people in this world happy, including myself. If I didn't have the opportunity to play music, I don't know what I would do. I couldn't go walk around a golf course 7 days a week and change my life home. I'm a golf person, much as I like home. It doesn't give me the same fulfillment. It's a very symbiotic relationship between the artist and the audience. It really is one event with a lot of people sharing it, and you have to be very appreciative of people that come out and know your music, that appreciate your music, and you're able to share that experience with them. So I've always appreciated the audience and the fans, and really reached out above and beyond with a lot of other people too, not only with the press, crowd directly to the audience. Go out on the front of stage after the show, stand there and sign stuff, want to take photographs with them. And, you know, not a lot of artists do that. And I think that really resonates with a lot of people and leaves a really good positive thing in their mind about who you are as well as the music you make. So I try to take exception to the rock and roll role that's having a curtain between you and the audience. I try to just take that way to really touch the audience with all the love of music and personally shake me in, photographs, signatures, whatever I can do. So they've been very loyal and
I asked Don how his golf game was, since he brought it up that he is a golfer.
Mine's terrible right now, so.
Well, I still participate in some of what I call the premier golf events in the world. I played the Dunhill Championship every year in Scotland, where we play the old Scandinavian card. It is the creme de la creme of the program, I think. I played a fantastic out in the desert. Charity up there for 2 years or something. But I have the opportunity, I still participate in a lot of this program. But if I'm going to go out and make golf balls, I might as well keep it working on.
Sure.
But my index has gone from about a 7.2 to a 12 over the last 3 years because I've been working, playing music so much in the studio and press and touring that, you know, golf to me is a fun pastime, but it's not my passion. My passion is playing music. So if I have my choice of playing music or playing golf, I'll always go to play music. And unfortunately, it's something that's like I was telling somebody before, you have to really try to balance your personal and your professional life and try to make the people that are involved in your love life, your family, your children, your friends, everything that's on your personal side, have to give them enough time and dedication and energy, as well as your professional life, the songwriting, the degree, and all that stuff. And a happy person is able to balance those sides of that. If you lean one way too far, lean to the other side too far, you've got to damage one side and cut the other. And maybe my talent has been trying to satisfy myself by
I tell Don that I'm heading to La Costa here in a couple days, and I ask him what his impression, what he thinks of La Costa.
I played La Costa probably 6 or 7 years ago with Danny Sullivan, a race car driver.
Sure.
He had a friend of mine. He had an organization down there that was called Baja. He was like, he showed for the races and went down through Baja. He was building those race cars and that race station down in San Diego area, and I was down there. Another friend of mine said, well, I want to go play some golf. So we went over and played with Honda, and the hotel was beautiful. The golf course at that time really seemed like it needed a big attention. All three and the bunker, the fairways, it seemed like a one or two notches above a public course. But I understand what they've done now. It's been spectacular. I look forward to the opportunity to go down there and play a few rounds.
And it's great to be joined by Don Felder here on the Tech of Sports legendary guitarist, the Eagles, and he's heading out on tour this summer with Foreigner and Styx coming to a city near you. And I told Don that his golf game is better than mine.
I'd love to. Yeah, you know, one day I could play like a 12, some could play like a 24. So, you know, if you're not doing that game just consistently, you know, it shows
that. I'm pretty much at 18 no matter what day of the week I'm playing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but that's a fun game, you know. Go out and have fun. And
that's what I do.
After my brother, I'll tell you a story. My brother was a 3 handicap, great athlete, pitcher on the baseball team in high school, quarterback on the football team, got a scholarship to the University of Florida, got a scholarship to law school, academic fellowship, just anything he could do, tennis, volleyball, squash, anything like that, imagine working. Me, I've always been coordinated on my body, my fingers, right? So he decided he was going to become a scratch golfer. every day after long practice while you're get out and go to the ranch and fall, those big videos for the pro, play Saturday, play Sunday. I think it was 1 August down in Florida, which you know what that's like now. That humidity is just unbearable. He goes out and he shoots 8 over. It's so frustrating. So he comes back on the ground and falls for the other time. He throws him in front of his brush and says, after me, I quit. And I had never beaten him at anything. 5 years old. Right? So about 10 years later, he called me and said, hey, I'm going to come out to the California. I said, well, what's going on? I said, well, shopping or what am I doing? I said, oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? I said, well, how about we play golf? And I was a 7 at the time. So he said, oh, I haven't touched the golf club for 10 years. I'm like, I'm licking my chops. I said, oh, I've had tons of golf clubs in my garage. Come on, I want to sit up. We'll go over and play around golf. We go over. He hasn't had a golf club in his hand for 10 years. First 4 holes, par, birdie, birdie, par. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing to myself? I just begged for more punishing, you know? Anyway, it turns out that we both wound up shooting 78, which was about, you know, my hand after the two, you know, about 68, 67, something like that. And he was just ecstatic that he shot 8 over, you know, or 7 over, 6 over. So, to me, it's not about the number of holes anymore. It's about the number of laps and how much time he has on the golf course. Sitting on the phone or in your office, just enjoy being out on the golf course. I think you learned that lesson since you started playing again, but not with that ambition to be, you know, a scratch golf. You just learn to enjoy it. So, I don't care about the number. I enjoy it.
Sure. I can't imagine any day on the golf course with you, Don, not being fun. So that's a great story.
And the Tech of Sports is, of course, a member of the Netcast Studio Network. And to help support the shows here at Netcast Studio, we have an affiliate link at Amazon. It's netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. So if you're buying anything this spring, summer, weddings, birthdays, graduations, do it on Amazon. Do it through the Netcast Studio link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And it was great having Don Felder here on the Tech of Sports for a brief edition. He's heading out on tour this summer with Styx and Foreigner. They are coming to a city near you. And just a great time with Don Felder. I will have also a piece previewing the concert and more with my interview with Don Felder. So this has been the Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.